Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again. Amen. As we take another look, glory to God, through the Word of God, the Word of life, the Word that brings us strength, the Word that heals us, delivers us, the Word that empowers us and encourages us. The Word that convicts us, amen, of our sin and encourages us to be lifted up into the life that the Lord has given us. The Word that shows us the distinction between conviction and condemnation, because Jesus did not come to condemn us. Glory to God. I give honor and glory to the Lord. Amen. As we come before you tonight, amen. Thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. And I thank you for joining me in this installment of my 2020 series. Please be sure to have a Bible in hand and a notebook to write down scriptures and references as we study the Word of life. Everything that we have need of, amen, for life and liberty, it is in the Word of God. Amen. It's in the Word. Let's take another look. Amen. Throughout this year, we're just going to be taking another look. Amen. And right now, amen, in this particular installment and in the past few that we have been able to accomplish, amen, we've been looking at the book of James in chapter 3. And as I was actually going into the studio tonight and setting things up to come on, I was thinking about the consideration that we have for one another. I'm like, is it too hard to be kind? And is it too hard to be considerate? Because I'm looking at the news and even the way that I see people interact, and I am a people watcher. I kind of watch the way that people interact with one another. Somebody might accidentally bump into them. Just watching somebody walking down the street obviously had something on their mind and just wasn't paying attention to where they're going and accidentally bump somebody else. And I mean, they become really irate. Is that really necessary? Because, I mean, even just thinking about it here myself, I've been on the earth for a long time, glory to God, and I give God glory for each and every year that he has given me, because I know that every year he has brought forth salvation in my life. He has been my healer. He's been my keeper. He's been my strength. He has rescued me out of situations that should have killed me, both spiritually and naturally so. But the Lord rescued me out. And because of that, I call him my hero, because he is just that and so much more. Amen. But thinking about all those things, you know, I'm just kind of looking, I was like, is it really that hard to be kind? Because all of us have a story. All of us have been through things that were highly traumatic. And some of the people that we encounter, some of the people that we meet are going through very traumatic circumstances, even right then when we encounter them, even though they're not saying anything. Maybe they're not crying. Maybe they're not in the midst of an outburst, but they're going through something really serious. And because we can't see it, we assume, you know, that there's nothing going on, and we say things that we shouldn't say that is discouraging to their humanity. All of us are human. We are human beings. We were all made after the similitude of God, all of us. And with that in mind, we ought to value every life that we encounter. We should value every human being. But here, and we're going to read, amen, in the book of James, that he had to admonish the followers of Jesus. He was talking to the church. He wasn't even talking to sinners, those that were walking outside of the guidelines and the boundaries. And these are boundaries, love boundaries that the Lord has given us. They're love boundaries to keep us from death. I mean, they're love boundaries to keep us intact, to keep us from being wounded. Amen. Because there are ways that we end up wounding ourselves, amen, that was not intended, because we walk outside of the perfect will of God. Oh, but he was talking to us. He was talking to us about the way we behave, about the spirits that we've picked up, about the malice that we have in our hearts, about the filthiness of our flesh, because that's what causes these things to be manifested that he's speaking of in the scriptures we're about to read tonight. And we are looking at tonight, we're actually on James chapter 3, verses 7 through 16. is what I'm going to read for tonight. And I want you to consider the things that he's saying, and even look at yourself as you go forth before the Lord in his presence, in your alone time, and talk to the Lord about the things that you are reading for yourself, that you see in print, in scripture, and the things that you're hearing in your ears. Talk to the Lord about it, because we all have things in our flesh that we need to put aside. Scripture lets us know that we are to mortify our flesh. We are to kill it off, because the enemy wants to destroy us. He is only here to kill, steal, and destroy. And he wants to rob you of your destiny and the prosperity that God has given you as an inheritance. He wants to take that from you. And with that in mind, consider these words. That's why we're taking another look at the words of life, so we can pick up what we left behind, so we can pick up from the place where we didn't understand, because this year we're going to understand more than we understood last year, because the presence of the Lord is here to help us do just that. And he is most definitely willing that we come closer to him, because his word lets us know if we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh to us. So he's waiting for us, amen, to come into his presence and ask. Amen. We do not ask amiss when we ask the Lord to help us, Lord God, to see what is not right. Like I believe it was David that said to shine a light in him, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus, shine a light, Lord God, to show me my error. Show me what I lack. Show me what I'm not doing, what I'm doing well. Oh, Lord God, because I want to be closer to you. I want to know you better than I did last year. I want to understand better than I thought I understood, because there are things last year that we thought we understood that this year we'll get a better understanding, and we'll realize we didn't have it all then. We'll never have it all until we meet him in glory. And then there will always be something else for us to learn, because we have to walk through this treacherous place called earth, where the enemy is trying every day to snatch us away from the presence of God. Amen. But we come before his presence even right now in the name of Jesus to give him glory, to give him honor, and to know him better. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for all that you've done already. We thank you, Lord, for that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, because you are God, and there is nothing too hard for you. Lord God, we're thanking you, Lord God, for your comfort when we felt as if we were comfortless. You were there to give us peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, because you rescue us out of dangerous situations and out of situations that perhaps we decided to put ourselves in, but you keep us even in the midst of us all, it all. Lord God, we give you glory and honor for the things that you've done. Open our minds and hearts to your word tonight, Lord God. Help us to see that we did not see or would not see. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, open us up wide, Lord God, so that we can discern good and evil, so that we can discern the presence of the enemy and the presence of God in the midst of us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even as, Lord God, we go forth in our day, whatever we are doing in the midst of our day, Father, talk to each and every one of us. Speak to us, Holy Ghost, and show us what is true. Show us what is right, that we might walk thereby. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to be reading from James 3, verses 7 through 16, and I guess I already talked about quite a bit of it. I mean, in the opening, glory to God. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs? So can no fountain yields salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. I've read and you have heard from James chapter 3, verses 7 through 16. Again, as I said from the top, James is admonishing the people of God. Amen. He was actually speaking to those in Jerusalem and those who had been dispersed. At that time, they would send couriers, messengers to send, to bring the letters to those who had dispersed into different areas outside of Jerusalem. Amen. Because the church was under persecution. So praise God, there were those who were willing, amen, to take the word to their brothers and their sisters, amen, so that they would hear the words of life and the words that were coming forth from each of the teachers that the Lord had put in place. And then from the very beginning of this chapter, we talked about the teachers themselves, and James was admonishing them. He was warning them not to be many teachers, because they are going to be held accountable for the words that they teach. And it is a serious thing to get up and not have the anointing of God to teach his word. It's a serious thing to get up and speak words that don't come from the Lord at all and actually twist the word of God so that other people fall astray. These that were rising up apparently must have been those that were teaching, and then their brothers and their sisters were falling astray. Glory to God. That ought not be. Amen. And he was letting them know, don't do it. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Amen. Everybody isn't called to be a teacher. Everybody is not called to be a pastor. Everybody is not called to prophesy. And if you stand up and you do those things anyway without the anointing of God, and I mean the anointing of God Almighty, the only living God, if you stand up and do those things anyway, then you will be held accountable. Galatians lets us know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So those things that you are doing in your body, whether it be unto the Lord or unto the devil, you will reap for those things. Amen. Anything that you plant, it's going to grow. It might not come up right before your eyes in 10 years. Maybe in 20 years, you will see the horror that you brought forth. Or you'll see the goodness. You'll see the wonderful things. Amen. Because we reap both the good and the bad and the ugly and the indifferent. We reap it all. Glory to God. That's why we as people of God, amen, servants of the Lord, followers of Jesus Christ, we all to keep our reaping light, because we know that. And that's why it's so important for us to listen to these warnings in the word of God that is talking about our tongues, because sometimes even we let our tongues become unhinged. And we'll make excuses like, things like, oh, that's just me. No, it's not just you. It's just that you were influenced by the devil and by the bitter seed that is in your heart. Get rid of that bitter root. Get rid of that nastiness. It's not just you. Jesus wasn't like that. What the things that ought to come forth for us, the characteristics that should come forth through the people of God are the same ones that came forth through Christ. He loved. He loved. And yes, he was angry, but he was angry because people were putting themselves in positions to be destroyed. He loved. So the words that come out of our mouth ought to be words of kindness. They ought to be words of truth. They ought to be words of love. They ought to be words of correction, so that those that you are talking to are not destroyed, not words of malice, not words of bitterness, not words to tear anybody down, not words to discourage your neighbor that's right there next to you, the same one that's made after the image of God, just as you are. We cannot do those things. He was speaking to the church, not sinners. This was happening among the people of God. We have to consider the words that come out of our mouth. Our words are powerful. They are powerful, and you know they are.
You've watched when somebody has said something to another person and they and their head, as immediately their countenance changes and their head drops. And you have no idea what's happening in that woman, that person's spirit or in their soul. But it was just shot as if it was shot with a bullet. We cannot do that. If we're shooting anything, it needs to be love and kindness. It needs to be truth, amen, with the heart of God. Amen. We have to be careful of those things. We cannot be, as the world, both blessing and cursing. Because you know how the world does it. Unfortunately, the church has been found doing those things too. They'll bless you on one hand, and then when they leave your presence, they're cursing you to other people and gossiping about you and ruining reputations. Why is this happening in the midst of the church of God? Why are you continuing to call yourself a follower of Christ while you're spewing words of the devil? We cannot do this. Amen. This preacher, this pastor, amen, he's telling us here, does the fountain send forth at the same time sweet and bitter water? Look at the warning he was giving them. You can't do that. And yes, we get angry sometimes. Yes, we speak out of line sometimes. But you need to correct yourself and go back to that person and fix it quickly. 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 And I mean go overboard in fixing it. Amen. I have found myself, I mean, saying something out of because I was angry, not really saying anything. Well, yeah, it probably sounded horrible to the listener, but just something, things happen at work and being frustrated and why is this happening? And just kind of going off, amen, at my own little desk and trying to, you know, correct things. And we might have good intentions, but we do it the wrong way. We still need to correct those things because people don't see Jesus when we do that. They don't see Jesus. And my immediate response, I am so sorry. That was totally inappropriate of me to do that. I apologize for anyone that was affected. I am so sorry. Is there anything I can do to help you and help us to get this corrected? Let me help you. So I mean, even get up and start helping others so that we can correct whatever the problem was, which is what I should have been doing in the first place. Sometimes we need to correct ourselves. And that's why it's so important to take another look at the Word of God and the warnings that have already gone forth, because we see it happening in the church, in our own churches. We see it happening in ourselves. So self-correct before the Lord has to. Self-correct. Amen. That's how we make our reaping light. We self-correct. Fix it. Glory to God. Stop it. Amen. Oh, Jesus. It's something. Ah, all of this, amen. Our hearts. It is so important for us to pour out everything that we encounter in the course of a day, because yes, we get worn down, and yes, we take many shots, we take many arrows, we take a lot of lip and a lot of horrible things from other people, but that does not mean that we have to give it back. Scripture actually even tells us to love our enemies. It tells us to love our enemies. He was already letting us know, nope, you can't treat them that way, because you want them to turn to the ways of the Lord. And if you shoot them back with the same thing they shot you with, they'll never see Jesus. And it will be on you. You will be the reason that they don't see Jesus, because every time they shot out at you, and it might have been out of their pain and out of their anguish. We don't know what people are suffering that we encounter. And we don't always have to say anything. Sometimes just a smile, a friendly hello. Oh, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope things look up for you. God bless you and give you peace. I mean, we could give people words of blessing and brighten their day with our tongue. Amen. And you know, every time you do those things, you are also affected. So when you speak nasty, when we speak evil words to one another and to others, we are affected by those same evil words. When we speak word curses upon somebody's life and curse their life, you are also affected by that curse. Yeah, you might have felt like it gave you some relief, but you are affected by that curse, and you have brought that same thing that you spoke upon their life upon your own. Speak blessing. Speak life. Speak peace. Speak love. Oh, so that the same blessing that you speak to somebody else, you receive for yourself. Because we reap what we sow. So those seeds of blessing that you sow, those are the ones you're going to reap. Those seeds of curses that you sow, those are the ones you're going to reap. We have to remember that. It is so important that we remember that, because we go forth in our day-to-day as if, you know, it is not a serious thing. I mean, we only have a certain amount of time, and we don't know when it ends. So we don't know if that last word that we said to our neighbor, telling them off, might have been the last word they heard or the last word we said. It is so important that we consciously and intentionally be a blessing. So that's what I'm hoping you will leave with as we finish up these scriptures. I'm hoping that you will remember to intentionally be a blessing. Even if you're not feeling well, if you're among your friends, you can let them know, hey, you know, I'm not really feeling myself today, but God bless you. I'm so glad you're my friend. I appreciate your friendship. But I think I need to just be by myself for a minute. Just tell them that instead of snapping at them. Just snapping. Those words hurt. Whoever said that saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me, that was a lie from the pit of hell. It was a lie, because words hurt. Words are damaging. But words also heal. They also empower. They also encourage. And that's what we should be. We ought to be the healers walking forth in the land. We should be the encouragers walking forth in the land. We should be ones that are empowering people to go forward, amen, to be the best, amen, to go to know Jesus, amen. We should be the ones that are the light. Remember, I talked to you about the children of the light and the children of the day. We cannot speak as if we are children of darkness while we're children of light. Can sweet water, can a fountain bring forth sweet water, which would come forth from the children of the day and the children of the light? And bitter, those are words that would come forth from the children of the night and the children of darkness. We are no longer in the darkness. We are no longer living in the night. We are not the children of the night. We are not the children of the wicked one. We belong to Jesus. He is our guide. He is our God. He is our salvation. He's our provision. He's our help. He's our strength. He's everything that we have need of. He is our leader. Let him lead you, even when you feel out of sorts, even when the situation is overwhelming. Amen. Ask God to lead you. Even if you have to count to 10 or 20 or 25, 30, even if you have to walk away. Do it so that you remain a blessing, so that your words are a blessing, so that your words bring forth life, so that your words bring forth peace, and so they are not as those that he was speaking of. I want to go back to that scripture where it says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not. Don't say it's just me. Don't take any glory in it, because it's not good. No glory. And don't lie on the truth. Don't say that's how God made me. He did not. We were born into a state of sin, a state, all of us. Nobody taught us how to sin, but Jesus delivered us from sin. The devil is constantly on our trail, trying to pull us back. And that's what happens. Amen. All of a sudden, somebody will trigger something from our past, something in our flesh. And and there went our mouth, unhinged. But that's not Jesus. So don't lie and say, God, that's how God made you. Don't lie. That's not the truth. Do not lie. And do not glory in it. Ask for forgiveness. Say, I'm sorry. Say, I should not have said that. I apologize. That was wrong. Say that. Tell the truth. Or don't say anything. There's a thing that I know, I think most parents in America at least have said to their children at least once. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. Because your words matter. If you have nothing good to say, don't say anything. Amen. This is a warning that we must heed. Amen. This scripture continues. It says this wisdom, the one that says that that glories in their heart after they've said, shouted out and gone unhinged with their tongue and they lie on the truth. This wisdom, it says, descended not from above. This is not from God. It was not from God. But it is earthly, sensual, devilish. Those word curses, earthly, sensual, and devilish. When you think you got to have get somebody told and put your Holy Ghost down and all the foolish things that I've heard people of God say, earthly, sensual, devilish is what it is. Stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Ask the Lord to help you. You know, sometimes it's difficult for us to be able to stop and get a handle on our anger issues and bitter issues and strife issues. But Jesus is our salvation. And I mean, he saves us from everything. Amen. So he won't beat you up. He will heal you, though. But we have to reap what we sow. So keep in mind, it's not the Lord beating you up because you've done those things. So when you get a backlash from that behavior, the Lord's not beating you up. Amen. It is a principle in the word of God that we reap what we sow, but he can soften the blow if you ask for forgiveness. He can soften the blow, amen, if you come back and say, Lord Jesus, I need help. I need help. And he is a present help in the time of trouble. He's a present help in the time of our need. He's a present help in the time that we do foolish things. He's a present help then too. Amen. I told you that the Lord has rescued me out of all manner of things. And some of them were some of this. And it was absolutely wicked, absolutely devilish. And the Lord rescued me anyway. He loves us that much that he will bring us out. He will show us ourselves, let us see it, and then he'll show us how to fix it and how to be right and how to focus our attention on things that are above. Amen. That's how he told us to think anyway. Amen. We ought to think on those things that are above. Amen. And follow after the word of God. The word lets us know that the man who would like to be, those that would be at perfect peace, must keep their, if those are the ones, amen, that keep their minds stayed on the Lord. Amen. And that's what he wants us to have, perfect peace. As we walk through this earth, he knows that there are obstacles. He knows that the terrain is rocky and mountainous, and there are thistles and thorns and arrows coming at us all the time. He already knows, and he's already made provision for all of those things. He's a good father, a good, good father. He's a good shepherd, a good keeper. Amen. He is our creator. And he knows exactly is what is in each and every one of us that needs to be worked on. He knows exactly what is in each and every one of us that needs molding, that needs to be tweaked, that needs to readjustment and realignment. And he's doing that. Be patient. Amen. The Lord is working on your behalf. Amen. Heed the warnings in the word of God. It is written for our life. This is life-giving words. Even when it doesn't feel good to our hearing, when it doesn't feel good to our flesh, it is life-giving. Amen. Because the Lord is trying to keep us, and he is absolutely keeping us from being destroyed by the enemy who wants to kill, steal, and destroy our destiny, destroy our existence in the earth. He wants to take everything that you have, every blessing that the Lord has given you, and he wants to take away your inheritance. in Jesus Christ. But we're not going to let him, because we are going to take another look at the word of God. We're going to look at the warnings. We're going to look at the blessings. And we're going to praise God for each and every one of them, because he is speaking life into our souls and warning us before we end up in a place of destruction. So instead, we'll be walking in life. Glory to God, instead of the ways of death. Amen. We honor the Lord tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you. Amen. I lift you up before the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask the blessing of the Lord over your whole life. Everything that you're going through, everything that you're seeing, everything you're experiencing, I'm asking God to heal your body, your mind, and your soul. I'm asking the Lord, amen, to open you up wide, amen, to the blessings and to the warnings of the word of God and to his voice, so that you hear what the Lord is speaking into the spirit, even in this hour. God bless you, and God keep you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.